Elmira, I'm going crazy. I'm your host.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good.
1, 2.
Yeah, yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid Lucky Meme. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties, but your boy's back. We had a great show in store for you guys. We're talking about Juan Marquez, great fight, good fight. We're talking the NBA Finals. We're talking we're talking basketball. We're talking Elmira's drama. We're talking about me getting jumped. We're talking about questions. We're talking Casper Gold. We're talking all types of stuff. It is going down. You guys tune in. Sit back and do your thing. We're just going to play some music. We're going to get back to you. Let's go. Let's get it.
So many lessons, how not to mess with broken hearts. So many questions, when this began we was the perfect match. Perhaps we had some problems but we working at it. And now the arguments are getting loud. I wanna stay, but I can't help from walking out. Let's throw it away, just take my hand and understand. If you could see, I never planned to be a man. It just wasn't me, but now I'm searching for commitment and other arms. I wanna shelter you from harm, don't be alarmed. Your attitude, what's the cause? You got me stressing, soon as I open up the door with your jealous questions. Like wicked I be, you're killing me with your jealousy. Now my ambitions to be free, I can't breathe. Cause soon as I leave, it's like a trap. I hear you calling me to come back.
What
I'm a sucker for love.
For love.
That's right.
Sucker for love.
And guess who's the daddy? Don't wanna fall for it, but in this case, what could I do? So now I'm back to making promises to you, trying to keep it true. What if I'm wrong? A trick to keep me holding on, trying to be strong in the process, keep it going. I'm about to lose my composure, I'm getting close to packing up and leaving notes and getting ghosts. Tell me who knows a peaceful place where I can go to clear my head. I'm feeling low, losing control. My heart is staying lead, but what a tangle where we weave when we conspire to conceive. And now you're getting calls at the house, guess you're cheating. That's all I need to hear, cause I'm leaving. I'm out the door, never no more will you see me. This is the end.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Sonny Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Lewis style.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. She got a big booty, so I call her big booty.
Booty.
Skirt, skirt. Wrist moving, cookie getting to it.
Cookin'.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Jams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice. I got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag.
Bye.
Extendo clip.
Extendo clip.
Extendo roll.
Extendo roll.
When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Hair weed killers going. When I die, bury me inside the truest style. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yo, we tuned in. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties. This is Elmira going crazy. I am your host, Lucky Me. Once again, I apologize. We're having technical difficulties, but we're back. We're talking about a lot of things today. We're talking about Elmira girls. We're talking about an incident that happened with me. Girls jumped me. verbally jumped me, and I want to talk about it. You guys need to hear about it. We're going to talk about it. Shout-out to the boy Greg, you know what I'm saying, who's sitting up listening. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to you, baby. Hold your head. Hopefully things get better for you, and you'll be on your feet sooner than later. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to that man. Shout-out to Brooklyn, New City. Shout-out to Brooklyn Black for making this possible. Pre-game radio. We in the fucking building. Shout-out to Elmira. Shout-out to all the snow bunnies out here who make time for a nigga. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things been going on in the news. We're talking Jay-Z, Beyonce, Solange. Why didn't Beyonce do anything? The questions. The moral of the story is this. These people have money. But that doesn't mean that they don't have problems and issues. You know what I'm saying? Everyone got issues. Everyone got problems. Solange wouldn't have pulled this type of stunt behind closed doors. You know what I mean? Why do females feel like they can put their hands on a guy? Don't do it, ladies. You're not physically. God didn't create you guys to be physically as strong as us, to match us. Stop doing that. You know what I mean? I've been in relationships where girls, you know what I'm saying, put their hands, they throw cups, and they cut people, and they do things like that. Stop. And stop putting your hands. If you got an issue, you go see that man's sister or something like that. Stop putting your hands on a man. Jay-Z would have been wrong if the world would have called him a man beater if he would smack fire out of. But he did the right thing. He did it's the BK way, baby. You know what I'm saying? He stood like a G. He took it, or whatever the case may be. And I bet you that probably helped him win more fans. You know what I'm saying? So long as you lose, Jay-Z, you win. That's the end of that. I'm not really going to talk into that. It's a reason why Beyonce didn't turn up. She knows what's going on. It's family stuff. That's what happens in a family. You know. Once upon a time, my little sister stabbed my brother. You know what I mean? Do that mean he hated her? No, it's love. She stabbed him. It was just part. Stuff happens in your family. Stuff happens. And that particular thing, you know what I'm saying, happened. On a better note, it's a lovely day. We're enjoying lovely weather here, and lovely Elmira ladies are walking around, leggings, booties out, toes out. Ladies, keep them toes done. I'm looking. I'm on my bike, but I'm looking. Get your toes done. Don't wear sandals and you don't got your toes done. It's just not prudent. Don't do it. Do not do it. But peep it. We're going to get into our show. Or whatever, we're going to do what we're supposed to do, and you are now listening to Elmira Going Crazy. We're going to play some music real quick. We're going to pay some bills and take a light and do the things that we like to do, you know? We're going to do it like this.
way that you live to live. I'm the type of guy that be in the driver's seat. Take you straight to resorts just for privacy. And I'm a bad boy and bad boys do bad things. But if you kiss me right, I put some carrots in your ring.
Back if you tuned in, whether you're listening from your phone or from the computer through the link or whatever the case may be, you're listening to Elmira Gone Crazy. I am your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Miss New City, a.k.a. the Bunny Hunter, a.k.a. always got something to say. I don't care. So what? We're in the building. AB, always balling. We're here. We're talking about a lot of things. If you tuned in, shout out to you. Shout out to Elmira. With that, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Shout out to the people who are listening. You be watching Love and Hip Hop right now with a lot of drama is going on, but I guess I have to watch that later. Back to, you know, more pressing things. We're going to get into, you know, hip hop news and stuff like that. I don't know if you guys follow G-Unit or what's been going on with 50 Cent. He's been going through a lot of things lately. He also has an album which he's dropping in June. If you've been following, you know, the blogs and stuff like that, G-Unit had a fallout. He's not seen eye to eye with Lloyd Banks, Tony Ayo. Even Tony Ayo, you know, went off via Instagram and expressed, you know, his personal feelings of how he feel about G-Unit and the things that are going on. Personally, 50 helped them dudes get on. So, I mean, fuck are they complaining about? But it is what it is. But, and, you know, more pressing news and more sad news, I don't even call it sad. Is a father and son thing. They're saying that 50 Cent was a no-show at his son's high school graduation. You know, like I said, I've been following this thing for a while. 50 Cent's son's son name is Marcus, and he don't get along with the baby mother too well. And you know, the son went and he said some things via Facebook, and in the description and the caption, it said that, you know, Dad, I made it without you. I mean, when I read it, I'm not too sad for him. 50 Cent put out a statement and said that he wasn't even invited to the event. I don't know if you guys are, if you got something you want to say, you want to touch in on it, you can raise your hand by pressing 1. But my thing is this, 50 Cent paid for the private school where he goes to school, pardon me, in Atlanta. So how can you say you made it without him? He pays for your schooling. You know what I mean? He pays for your mom's home. He takes care. You know, and this thing comes back to talking about what's more important, a father that's there or a good provider. And, you know, I've put this question up numerous times on my Facebook. Ladies, what would you prefer, time or money? And you know, the ladies would say, oh, we want time. I mean, time. But in actuality, time doesn't pay the bills. And so, you know, with this being said, you know, Marquise, you know what I'm saying, congratulations to this young man. You know, he went through school and got his, you know, hopefully he can go on to college and do great things in his life. But, yeah, you know, it's an ongoing thing. When you're in the public eye, you know, people try to scrutinize you and things like that. And it's like, if you personally ask me, I think, you know, it's one of those things. If I'm having a situation with my baby mom, which, I have 3 baby moms, and, you know, my middle baby mother, we don't see eye to eye. And it's kind of like if you're not invited to a graduation, do you just pop up and make things awkward? You know what I mean? Did 50 Cent want to just pop up and make things awkward knowing that he's not seen eye to eye with, you know, Marquise's mom? You know, so it's kind of like more of a judgment call. But, you know, like 50 Cent said, you know, he wasn't invited. Moving right along. Fresh off the platter. Rumors are, you know, they're saying that Joel Santana is now signed to Young Money with Lil Wayne. I think this is a little late. Them guys, like I said, I follow this thing, this hip-hop thing real heavy. About 5 years ago, Juelz and Lil Wayne was supposed to come out with an album called I Can't Feel My Face. It would have been a dope. It would have been a dope album collab. That's what they're saying. They're saying Juelz is signed to Young Money. I don't know if you guys, you know, hit me in my inbox or, you know, comment underneath the link. And do you think that's a good move? Do you think that Juelz would fit, you know, saying well in a Young Money roster? You know, do you think that Young Money is doing too much as far as just grabbing up superstars and putting them together? And are they the modern day, more of like, you know, the Cowboys, you know what I mean? All the money, and they just, you know, bringing in all the talent, you know what I mean? More of like, it reminds me of like Miami Heat, you know what I'm saying? LeBron and Wade and Bosh, and just putting all these people together, and you're creating champions, you're winning through that way, you know what I'm saying? Is it even worth it? But if he did sign, shout out to George Santana. I'm a fan, and hopefully, you know, he can provide us with great music. Other things going on in the entertainment news. We all know that Khloe Kardashian has been messing around or seen out and about with French Montana. You know what I'm saying? The clubs and stuff like that. And recently, Lamar Odom showed up at one of the events, and he was denied access to the venue. I don't know if that was one of the things. You know, I don't know if why would he even go there knowing that his ex is there. You know, hopefully, Lamar Odom, you can get yourself together, you know what I'm saying, and you know, get back and playing basketball. Rumor has it that he was playing overseas. We don't know what happened with that. Shout out to Lamar Odom. Stevie J was arrested. He was arrested, I believe, Friday night. He was arrested. They're saying that he was arrested for stealing furniture. The furniture that you guys see and the home that you see in Love & Hip Hop is apparently rented. And so is the furniture, and you know what I'm saying? He was arrested. Alleged, he was arrested for not paying or whatever the case may be. Listen, these celebrities, they listen. And if you're listening to, I was once a victim of this. I was a victim of looking at these celebrities and like, oh, they got Maybachs and they got Benzes and they have all this money. It's not all this stuff is rented most of the time. It's called a mirage. You know what I'm saying? They send us these mirages, and that's what happens. You know what I'm saying? You think these guys are balling, and you know, 5 years from now they're bankrupt. Stevie J, you're inspiration as far as when it comes to the music. You've made some good songs. You helped create some good music in the history of music. Hopefully you can get it together. Boy, that boy, he got a lot of things going on from the Day Mom and the sex tape and stuff like that. And speaking of the sex tape, I'm very disappointed in that sex tape. You know, the trailer was more hype, you know what I mean? The trailer was more of a entertaining thing as opposed to the actual joint. It was trash. I'm not a big fan of black porn. Anyway, I like snowboarding porn. But just from an artistic standpoint, I watched it, and I really wasn't turned on by it. You know what I'm saying? Her moans wasn't into it. And fuck into that. Speaking of sex tapes, Ray J has offered to give all the money that he's made off his sex tape this year, which equals up to about, I believe, $48,000 to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, like as far as going towards their wedding. I don't know if he's being comedic, but that's what he offered. They had a breakdown that I believe he made about $8,000 in January, $20,000 in February, and in March, I think he made like another $17,000 or something like that, something around there. They're saying that his sex tape with Kim Kardashian made over $50 million. $50 million to this date. You know what I'm saying? $50 million for that sex tape. So I guess sex do sell, and that's why I keep naked girls, whether you guys think they're ratchet or whatever, I keep them in my video, and that's what I do. Okay, we got somebody on the check-in. I have to take care of something real quick. But we're gonna go to some quick music, some Trey songs or something like that. You know, you're going to go ahead with it. Looking ass niggas, hold it down for us.
Bring that mic. You see, I'm about to talk a little crazy.
All I know is there should be no reason.
Make sure there's no children around. No old folks. and I'm usually real respectful. They said I had to do it. Nigga told me come get y'all.
Yeah, look at y'all, pitiful, typical, living with some bitch you call your sister, you don't even know, bitch.
Look at y'all, bitch.
Look at y'all, worn out, hoard out, slowed out, put the walls tore out, all y'all bitches.
Yeah, look at y'all, bitches.
Said if you want some red bottoms, give a little head, got them, no problem, take a little trip. Leave your kids home while you get a little dick, type bitch. Thinking you slick, tryna get rich off a nigga like me, type bitch. Know my real niggas gon' like this shit, they gon' love this shit, they gon' rock this shit. They like Nicki Sheen, they had to drop this shit, but I got this shit, you can ask my clique. How many pretty bitches kicked out this bitch? She just put a pic with a nigga up. In the same minute, that's when she hit me up. Talking about trigger when we getting up.
You know it's been a minute since we really fucked. Get it up quick, type bitch, in the whip, type bitch. She don't leave a drip, then you kiss that bitch, type bitch.
Look at y'all, bitch, these hoes crazy, I swear, out here. Look, selling ass for dreams, front like queens, but it ain't what it seems. Watch out for that,
type bitch.
I done seen these hoes jump table to table, telling fibs and fakes.
Look at y'all, bitch,
these hoes ain't yours, these hoes ain't mine, nigga, these hoes is by design. Look at y'all, bitch.
And I ain't do with y'all, bitches. Ain't nothing new with y'all, bitches. I hit a cool with y'all bitches, then I'm through with y'all bitches. Ooh, ooh, my bitches like, who is you talking to, crazy? Shit, is it you that I'm talking to, baby? These bitches be broken, these bitches be crazy. These bitches be broken, these bitches be lazy.
When you get your money on your own, you ain't let a nigga do it. That's when you can tell me that you're grown. What'd you think a nigga stupid?
Look at y'all just turned dyke assholes.
Ain't used to be like that, hoes.
Look at y'all back to me, bitches. Never get a penny if you ask me, bitches. Waiting on a nigga come save you, bitches. Ask God, oh Lord, I made these type of bitches.
Tell me where your daddy go.
I just wanna know who raised these type of bitches. Man, I hate these kind of bitches. And if you a good girl, don't be trippin'. I ain't talking about you, talking about these bitches.
No disrespect at all to my women or the ladies that carry themselves unlike these bitches. You know I ain't talking to you, baby. I'm talking about these bitches. And I hate that I had to be so vulgar talking about these bitches. It's just when I heard this shit, I mean, I found it an incredible time to say what's on my mind. I love you, baby. Trigger. Trigger.
Look at y'all niggas.
All I know is there should be no reason.
Niggas.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know,
niggas.
You know, and you know. Look at why.
Look at y'all smoking ass niggas after every pole nigga start choking ass niggas.
You know why.
Nigga.
All I know is
look at y'all bitch ass niggas stop lying on your dick ass niggas.
You know why.
Nigga.
All I know is
look at y'all looking ass niggas, stop looking at my ass niggas. Look at y'all lying ass niggas, fucking about this pay door for this fine ass lying ass niggas. Bunch of non-mogul ass niggas, frontin' like they got a plan, boost mobile ass niggas. Nigga, look at y'all, can't get a job, so you plotting how to rob ass niggas. I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'ma check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all niggas. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even wanna text from y'all niggas. I'm raping you niggas, look at this pic, what the fuck I say to you niggas. Ain't feeling these niggas, niggas with my time call me Clinton, I'm feeling these niggas.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be no reason.
Yo, we back. Oh my, we're going crazy. I am your host, Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. We in the building. We're back. If you just tuned in, we just, you know what I'm saying, cover, entertainment news and stuff like that. If just tuning in, you need to know that this is an outlet to where you can call in and you can air out things and stuff like that. Question of the day. Oh, somebody's bringing up a food stamp. Let's see what they're talking about. It goes down on this show. Anything, everything is off how much food stamps. Niggas have me for the food stamps. I buy them all. I'm a kid from nothing. I'm buying everything up. Anyway, if you just tuned in, you know what I mean? We're talking about a lot of things, and we jumping all over the place. Anything goes. This show is not structured. Like I said, you can call in 347-857-4302. You can listen in from your phone, put it on speaker, let your kids run around. Or you can press 1 when you hear something that you think I'm not making a valid point or something. You know what I mean? Let your voice be heard. You don't got to say your name or nothing. You can curse me out. You can do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the listeners or whatever. I'll see you. You're on the check-in because I'm on the check-in. But let's talk about the I jumped Friday. I was jumped here in Elmira. I didn't have to go to the emergency room because I wasn't jumped in that way. I was jumped verbally. So, you know, I'm doing things that I like to do. And my boy, Sedan, hits me up and he says, hey, let's go to somebody, let's go take care of some business. Somebody wants to meet you. I'm not really a big fan of me and people out here in Elmira like that. I kind of stay to myself, stay in my little world, my little zone. But, you know what I'm saying? I saw the eye of the tiger. He had the urgency in his eyes, like, Lucky, do it for me. Just please do it. Meet these people. So I said, you know what? It's Friday. I had a good day financially. Why not? Let me go get some fresh air. So I throw on a little bit, something light, nothing crazy, you know what I mean? And we go meet the little chicken tenders. So, you know, I get there, assuming that it will only be two women. There was three women there. I get in, and once we get into the establishment, the place of residence, I'm jumped verbally. The number one thing that I'm asked is about girls in my videos. Ladies, understand this and be clear. Why would you get mad at a female for earning and providing for herself? Oh, she's got to have morals and standards and this and that, and she got kids, and she's twerking, and she's naked, and she's doing this. She's still providing for her family. How can you hit on someone who's going out there to make a dollar for themselves? Why do all the ladies hate, and they're not willing to get in the videos themselves? Never knock anyone for doing something that you're not willing to do yourself. I wouldn't call these girls a hater because we had a nice conversation. A lot of questions were asked, and you know what I mean, I responded. I'm a cool guy at the end of the day. You know, Facebook is entertainment, and you know, I entertain the people, and so when people meet me, they get a chance to ask me questions that they want to ask me, and they ask me these questions. All three of the women were attractive. I have nothing bad to say. It was real sexy. We walked in the spot. Candles is lit. You know what I'm saying? It's nice and dim. Like, I didn't know. My nipples got hard. Like, I thought, you know what I'm saying? It was real sexy. I liked the way, you know what I mean? It was real nice. It was real nice. The atmosphere, the aura, everything was nice. So shout out to the ladies. They were nice. They asked for something to drink. They gave me a Capri Sun. I like Capri Sun. They offered me a beer. I'm not a beer guy. I'm trying to work on my figure, get my shit together. I don't want the belly. So, you know, I had a Capri Sun. We sat there about 2 hours with the young ladies. You know what I'm saying? I blew an L or whatever the case may be. And it was a good night. A lot of questions were asked. And a lot of questions get asked. And not particularly that night. Just a lot of things that are on my mind. Ladies, this is what I do. I'm just going to let you know what I do so you can know the formula. So if it happens to you, you'll be like, oh, I'm not being a McDickhead. If I hit you in your inbox, like, it was good. That means I'm attracted to you. It doesn't mean that I want to marry you. It doesn't mean that I want to, you know, spend a lot of money on you because I don't got it. I'm poor. I got kids to feed. That means I probably, if I hit you in your inbox, either I want to chill with you, I want to get some head, I'm trying to fuck. Or, you know what I mean, you're pretty. I might just want to hang around you. You know what I'm saying? Add you to my team. I'm not trying to marry you if I come in your inbox. Don't be excited. You know what I mean? Once upon a time, I was talking to a lady that she was very pretty. Because a lot of, don't get me wrong, don't let the videos fool you. Like, bad bitches be trying to get at me. Don't get, you know, no, listen, don't get it confused. The bitches be on me. So don't worry about that. I just don't pay them no attention because I don't believe it. So I believe that they have agendas, so I don't let it rock. One of the girls I was talking to had a little leg. one of the legs was longer than, you know what I mean? And I was trying to, you know, chill with her and shit, and she was horse playing. Now, like I said, this is what I do. I'm the first week, you're going to get text time. You're going to get call time. You're going to get Uvu Skype time. But after a week, I'm not a big fan of the texting and going back and forth and all that. It makes no sense to be doing that. We live in a day and age, especially if you live in the current town that the person is in, texting is a no-no, unless you built a rapport. You built a friendship with this person. Texting should stop texting motherfuckers. Call, pick up the phone and say, hello, how you doing? How was your day? Be verbal. Like, stop texting. You know what I'm saying? Stop texting. Oh, some of you ladies love texting. Why do you love texting? Because you can talk to multiple people at the same time. And you feel cool, don't you? You got three guys texting you the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Trying to put their penis on your forehead and all that. That you feel like you feel wanted. You feel like, oh, okay, I'm getting attention. Listen, ladies, you're not going to get that from me. Straight cheese. You're not going to get that from me. And so after a week, I'm going to show you a lot of attention, whether I'm pictures and whatever the case may be, whatever. If I tell you that I like you, that should be more than enough. I'm not a big fan of fucking texting. So get that through your fucking brain. I'm not going to text you all fucking day long. I'm not going to talk to you all fucking day long. He's on the phone. And I'm not going to oovle. Because my thing is this. If we haven't really met or hung out, what is there to talk about? Like, really, what is there to talk about? Exactly, because we haven't created nothing to talk about anything. So to all you ladies that's texting niggas all day and doing that, go to hell. Stop texting niggas. Get some fresh air. Tell a nigga you want an ice cream. If, you know what I'm saying? Tell her, talk while y'all walking. You know what I'm saying? It's a lovely town in Elmira. The weather's been just amazing. Like, get off the fucking computer. You know what I'm saying? Tell your man that, you know what I'm saying, you want to go out. And speaking of that, Elmira men, people who may listen, get your girl some fresh air. Or let her get fresh air. You give her fresh air, or you let her get fresh air. Like, stop smoking them up, knowing that they ain't going to want to go nowhere. That's the reason why these ladies are coming flabby and looking washed up and looking burnt out and lips is looking all purple and all that. Because you guys don't treat your women to get their toes done, to get their fucking hair done. Why isn't there no fucking black beauty salons in Elmira? You got to go to the fucking mall with some motherfucking white people who don't know shit about African-American hair, and you got to go there and get, listen, my daughter, who is mixed, I couldn't even get a motherfucking washing set. I'm calling all through the motherfucking town, and I'm like, how much for a washing set? And they said they don't do washing sets on kids. What kind of dumbass shit is that? So, I mean, I don't know if I'm throwing things out there into the universe or where you guys may, some of you women may say, hey, ding dong, that may be an idea. You know, let's come together. Let's create, you know, a beauty salon to where, like, you know, young minority, like females of a black ethnicity could come through and get their hair done and stuff like that, barrettes, and stop putting your kids in ponytails. Stop doing that. Water in jail and then send them on their way. Stop. Ponytails do not stop. When I was young, my little sister used to go outside with barrettes and beads and things of that nature. You know what I mean? Let a little kid be a little kid. But, you know, we're going into a different place. I got to punch in one of my sponsors. We got Vistaprint.com. That's today's sponsor. They're having a special on business cards. You get $500 for $9.99 free shipping. Vistaprint.com, VISTAPRINT.com. They're very good. I've dealt with these guys over the years. And you'll get your cards within 5 business days. But once again, $9 for 500 business cards just for any up-and-coming entrepreneur, whether you're trying to sell merchandise or you're trying to sell your product, which may be music or whatever you're doing. You're a carpenter, you're doing landscaping. It always looks professional when you got a business card. What else were our sponsors? We got Cashflow Gold, 607-215-1620. No O, get it sold. Cashflow Gold. We're punching that in. We've been doing kind of excellent with the gold and stuff like that and silver. For those who are interested, silver is going at $20 a troy ounce. And gold is going for, I believe, $1,926.13 a troy ounce also when it comes to gold. I don't know if you guys are into that, but I like to, you know what I mean, I'm going to give you all the information just as well as I have the information so you can do your research before you bring me your gold so you can know that I'm doing great business. Other things I have for sale that I'm just going to throw out there into the universe. I got a whole bunch of flat screens. I got about 4 flat screens I have for sale. I have a 55-inch, I have a 32-inch, I have an 18-inch, and I have another 32-inch. Hit me up. Single mothers get discounts. That's what I do. We got to pay some bills real quick or whatever. I'm going to get me a drink and get back to you guys. And we're going to play. We're going to go with some Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn Stand Up, New City Stand Up. And if you tuned in, you're listening to Elmira Going Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Going wild, going crazy. I'm going crazy. I'm going wild. I know I'm sounding psyched, but I just drank a bowl of sugar. That's why I'm souped up. You know what I'm saying? Biggie, who shot you?
Who y'all talking to, man? Check it out. Check it out. This here goes out to all the niggas that be fucking mad bitches and other niggas' cribs. Thinking shit is sweet. Niggas creep up on your ass. Live niggas respect it. Check it. I kick flows for ya. Kick down doors for ya. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for ya. Niggas think Frankie pussy whip. Nigga picture that with the Kodak. It's the Mac pack. We don't get down like that. Lay my game down quite flat. Sweetness, where you park that? Petiteness, but that ass fat. She got a body, make a nigga wanna eat that. I'm fucking with you. The bitch official though. Think harder than the missile, yo. Try to hit it if she trippin', disappearing like Arsenio. Yo, the bitch push a double O with the 5 in front. Probably a cannabis stunt. Y'all drive in front. I'ma peel with her. Find a deal with her. She fuck around and steal, huh? Then we all get laid. Television, Versace heaven. When I'm up in them, the shit she kick. All the shit's legit. She get dick from a player off the New York Knicks. Nigga trick ridiculous. The shit was plush. She stressing me to fuck like she was in the rush. We fucked in his bed, quite dangerous. I'm in his ass while he play against the Utah Jazz. My 112 CD blast, I was passed. She came twice, I came last, roll the grass. She giggled, saying I'm smoking on homegrown. Then I heard a moan, honey I'm home, yup. Talk chrome for situations like this. I'm up in his broad, I know he don't like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the fist put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part through him, lose a major part to him. Arm, leg, she begging me to stop. But the cat getting closer, getting hot like a toaster. A cop toast, before my eyes could blink, she screams out, honey, bring me up something to drink. He go back downstairs, more time to think. My brain racing, he's telling me to stay patient. She don't know I'm cool as a fan, got in hand. I don't wanna blast her man, but I can and I will though. I'm trying to chill though, even though situation looking kinda ill, yo. It came to me like a song I wrote. Told the bitch, give me a scarf, pillowcase, some rope. Got dressed quick, tied a scarf around my face. Broke the bitch up, gagged her mouth with the pillowcase. Played the cut, nigga coming on some love close and shit. Flash the heat on him, he stood emotionless. Dropped the glass, screaming, don't blast. Here's the stash, 100 cash, just don't shoot my ass, please. Nigga pulling mad G's out the floor. Put sacks in the Prada knapsack. Hit the door, grab the keys to the 5. Call my niggas on the cell, bring some weed. I got a story to tell.
Y'all niggas ain't gon' believe what the fuck happened to me. Remember that bitch I left the club with, man?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm up in this bitch crib, this bitch fuckin'.
Cause they don't get nothing but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage I turn like doorknobs.
heartthrob never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say coochie down to the top, swings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam knock in your Mitsubishi. Girls creepy when they see me, Navajos creep me and they eat me. As I lay down laws like Island Coppin, stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it, then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in, game begins. First I talk about how I dress, existing diamond necklaces, stretch necklaces, the sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing a break. I got that good love for you, you didn't know. She's sick of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan scheming. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act tough, Dad G. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped, easy changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping jobs, playing card notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing a song for me, boo?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Real quick, before I punch in real quick, just let it be known, he had an exclusive interview with T. Taylor because he have a daughter. And the question of the day is, what age should you, you know, allow your daughter, you know what I'm saying, to have a boyfriend? You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned.
With pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them, the finest women I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man masturbates, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, her flight lands at 9, my game just rewind, lyrically I'm supposed to represent, I'm not only a client, I'm the player president,
One more, give me one more. Oh, you're coughing? Oh, shit. That was good. Hey, bro, we're back. What's popping? It's Monday. Elmira's going wild. Elmira's going crazy. I'm your host, Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. We're in the fucking building. Groupon Love all fucking day. Question of the day, I put on Facebook, I put on Twitter, I put on Instagram. What age should, you know, you allow or even have any conversations with your daughter, as far as, you know what I mean, talking about boyfriends and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean, we got, you know, male whore, an expert, T. Taylor, you know what I'm saying? He won one of the seasons, if you follow the seasons, he won a season. And we got him on deck, we're going to get him on the air. T. Taylor, you are on the air.
All right, what's up, what's good, what's going on, how you doing?
What's good, boss, you know what I'm saying, long time, you know, speak, it's been a while. How you been?
It's been a minute, man. I'm chilling, relaxing, you know, doing my grown man shit. That's all.
For sure, for sure. I just seen something on your, before we go into the question of the day, I just seen something on your Facebook. You're single?
Of course. You know that, man. I'll be making moves.
Why did that couple, you know what I'm saying, you've known to have a relationship or two, why do people are prone to break up April, May-ish, and couples can't stay together during the summer, which is whack because you would think that you would want to stay in a relationship in the summer so you can take your girlfriend and treat her to nice different things. Why is that?
Because it's hot outside. You know, the panties get hot. They don't know how to keep the control. You know, people be getting hot in the pants, and that summer heat be kicking, and everybody want to go out and do their bikinis on and everything. And these niggas don't know how to act right. Females don't know how to act right either. So you can't keep nobody because motherfuckers just don't know how to act right.
All right, so,
people,
yeah.
They lost the concept of a relationship and sticking through and being through in a relationship. People won't They don't understand what the old people have or the old timers had. They want to rush. They want to do this. They want to jump from this person, jump from that person. And it ain't like that, man.
Dude, Arthur, hold on real quick. I don't want to cut you off, T-Taylor. We got somebody with their hands up. I want to get them in, 607-207. I'm not going to say the rest. We're going to get you in. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. You're on Lucky Me Show?
Yeah. I'd like to know who this man is that you're talking to about this old-timer relationship stuff.
I mean, it's more so he, and T, I'm going to let you rebuttal that. It's more so he's saying that back in the days, meaning like our grandmothers and grandfathers, they didn't just break up when someone cheated or made a mistake. They stuck it out. And that's the reason why you got 70-year-old marriages opposed to now when no one's getting married. T, you want to get on a...
Because back then when something was broke, you didn't throw it out. You fixed it.
All right. Ma'am, do you mind if I ask you the age, just so I can have an idea of...
29.
You're 29?
29.
Okay. All right, so what's your outlook on that? Do you think that, you know, as far as you, are you quick to end a relationship when a guy cheats and you catch him? Nowadays, you know, Facebook and stuff, you leave his phone and a girl sends him titties or some shit. How do you deal with that?
I think everything is perspective, and it depends on your situation. How long have you been with this person? How serious are you? What have you put in? What do you want to get out? If it's a long-term serious relationship, I personally don't like to put up with any of that bullshit, especially if I'm being loyal. But on the other hand, I guess there's relationships where neither one of the people give a fuck, so I see it all the time. I guess it doesn't matter, right?
Well, that's untrue to be on you, but are you in a relationship?
No.
Why aren't you in a relationship?
Because I like to be single. I never give myself time to be single, so I'm giving myself time to be single. I got other things to focus on, kids, more important than trying to... A relationship involves time. It involves effort. So when you have other obligations that are more important, that take up your time, it's just not worth it. Trying to half-ass something when you know you can't give it your all, so.
I got you, and I commend you on that, putting the kids first. That's a dope thing. I think kids should be put first, which they aren't, you know, a lot. But, you know, hearing that from you, I think that's dope. Do you have any, what's your take on the question of the day? Daughters, I don't know if you have a daughter or not, but what is a good age to allow boyfriends or even entertain conversation about her having a boyfriend?
Well, I'll tell you, I have young girls, and I have a 7-year-old that already talks about boys in school and this and that. And I think it goes with maturity level. Obviously, I'm not going to let my 7-year-old go out on dates with a boy. But
okay.
I think maybe when she's like 15, 16, depending on her maturity level, and if she can, you know, we could talk about the proper things she needs to know that come along with young love, that, you know, I would just have to take it day by day. I know I'm going to have to go get a pistol permit, though, quick.
I have a little princess as well, you know what I mean? I mean, I didn't make her, but she's still mine. And I already got the bullets, I already bought them, and they're in the safe somewhere.
Yeah.
So when she goes there, I got to, you know, shoot up middle school or something like that. But, T. Taylor, what's your take? I know you have a beautiful daughter.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I love her dearly. Her name is Ariana. Yes, I do.
Nice.
And for what that lady was, I don't remember her name. I don't remember her saying her name. But, ma'am, you took what I said all wrong. What I was trying to say is that I've been with this female. I know all about taking time. I promise you that. That's all I do. I mean, you can't mend a heart without time. I know that for sure. But still, what I'm saying is that I've spent time with this woman. I've had 12 months. I have 12 months put into this woman. And I've tried. But once you try to do so much, you build a blueprint for something that you want. Your relationship's all about building blueprints and setting down foundations and going off that foundation to build something up that's going to go up and last. That's what I'm
right.
trying to do. And she wasn't. She didn't have the same mind frame or the same focus or the goals that I had. She wanted to go and do this, go to the clubs, go to that, go to this. And I didn't want that. That's not me. That's not the type of person I am. I want to sit down. I want to build. I want to sit down, watch movies. I want to relax, do things as a family. And she didn't have that mind frame. Meanwhile, she's older than me. I'm only 23. This girl's 25. And she still thinks like a child. Why would I want a woman that thinks like a child? I wouldn't want a child. I got children. If I wanted a child, I'd make another one with another female. I got children. If
that's
I wanted to raise somebody.
That's just the risk you take in trying to get involved with somebody. You got to get to know somebody and know what their mind frame is, and then you find that out. Sometimes it hurts because you waste a lot of time.
Exactly. I understand.
I know a little bit about your situation a little bit. She has children herself, right?
I'm sorry?
Did she have children? When you met her, she had a child or something like that?
Yeah, of course, yes. She had two boys.
Okay, now I talk about this a lot because this is a big deal to me, and I'm not a big fan of it because I think the guys get the short end of the stick. And
thank you.
Even though in my New York, I know that the guys, like I can't stand them because they leave these mothers to be single mothers and stuff like that, and that's horrible.
Yeah.
But same breath, you say like somebody like yourself, you're single. You meet a girl, she has children. How do you deal with that? Now you gave this girl a year. Obviously, you grew, you know what I'm saying? You got attached to the child or children. How do you get out? Now you're single now. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's really not hard because, I mean, it really is hard. It's actually complicated because I still have ties with her son, which is, he's a year now. I've been with this girl since he's been 2 months. So all he knows is me. That kid doesn't know anybody else. Elijah, his name is. He doesn't know anybody else but me. So still, as in him not having a father and his father not being there for him, I still step up to the plate to buy this kid things. I still take him out to the park. I still go and show him what a father figure is, because the fact of that he sees me as his father, no matter what, even if I'm not with that girl, I'm still going to step to the plate because I didn't want to see no child fatherless, no matter what. And he still, the kid looks to me as a father. When he looks up and he looks at me, he says, "Dad." So no matter what, I'm gonna be there for that kid no matter what. It's just once I get a connection with a child, I get a connection with a child, and I can't break that bond, and I wouldn't want to do that because I know how that feels because I didn't meet my dad until I was 18, my real dad. So I don't know nothing. I mean, so I can't do that to a child, and it hurts me to do it to another child.
So would that hurt you? Would that affect, say you meet tomorrow at a park and you're walking by and you see someone that's very attractive and you stop and you meet this lady and she has a kid herself. Do that stop you to think like, man, you know what? I'm interested in this female, but she has kids, and I don't want to get into another situation with a female who has kids and get attached to new kids all over again. How do you deal with that?
Of course, that definitely plays in your mind. Of course, that's going to play in your mind because right now you already have your hands full. You don't want your cup to overrun it. You don't want to be overbearing for you because you, after that, you come to a certain point and that's when stress comes in. And then you get stressed and then you get impatient and then all these things build up and build up and build up. And sooner or later, you're back in the same point where you were. So you don't want to do that. I mean, you can see, you can look. It's like you can see, you can look, but you can't touch.
So, ma'am, what's your take on that, guys, and you know, mess, you know, in the town of my, and meeting parents, pre-made families, and stuff like that? That's a big
one.
First of all,
I think it's very commendable, like what he said that he's done, and what I see a lot of other young men do, is pick up the father role for other people's kids. But I can speak on like my point of view on the other side. I have two kids, and I have a hard time allowing someone to come around my kids. I'm not for it, even though their own father in the picture, you know, as much as he should be. I just feel really odd trying to introduce my children to another man and try to somewhat play the father role. Not even play the father role because they know who their dad is. It's just him being around, him the one being in the house. Him, you know what I mean? It's really hard for me to understand how a lot of females do that so easily. And not only that, different ones in and out.
Well,
you don't know if something's going to last.
I'll keep it 100. You know, if I, you know, every girl that I even attempt to say I want to take out to the movies or dinner or something like that, I'm upfront. And tell me if I'm rude and why I'm rude. I always say to a female, I say, listen, miss, I noticed from your pictures you have two kids or you have a child. I noticed that you're still in dealings with your baby dad. I don't want no parts of that. I think you're very attractive, and, you know, I mean, I'm sexually attracted to you, but I don't want to meet your kid. Is a guy rude for saying that?
I don't think you're rude because you're just speaking your mind and how you feel about it. But at the same time, that girl can't sit there and take you seriously that you really want to build a relationship and be like, you know, try to achieve what relationships are supposed to get you to, which is, you know, to be together, get married, whatever, build a family together. She can't possibly sit there and look at you in that face and take you serious when you're not willing to, when you're just plain out saying that you're not going to take that on, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's rude, and I wouldn't think it was rude if I was sitting there. I would just, you know that the relationship ain't going that far.
They say that I'm rude sometimes. I'm sorry, T. I got you in a minute. They say that I'm rude because I'm up front. There's easier ways, and there's an easier formula. An easier formula is to pretty much lie my way through. Oh, pick the kid up when I get there. Act like I want to be a part of this situation. That's called the scumbag, where you lie.
Right.
And you be like, no, don't fuck the dad. I got you. And, you sell dreams. And then you get the vagina, and then now she's hurt again. You know, I just think
exactly.
My way is more better than just lying to the female.
Of course it is. Of course it is, because you don't want to mislead that female. All you're going to do is cause more pain if you lie to her. But if you tell her the truth, I don't understand that, because the way I see it is that...
telling the truth from day one always is the best thing to do. Be yourself.
Yes,
be real. Tell it how it is. Tell it what you want from day one. And if it doesn't work out, you learn quick instead of living a lie.
Then again, if you try to get a relationship with a female with two kids and you tell her off the bat that you only want to deal with her kids, she really has no respect for herself.
No, wait. See, this is, I'm laughing. This is a tricky thing. You tell a female up front, like, listen, I don't want to have nothing to do with the situation. Let's be honest and let's be real. No one's, like when our grandparents were coming up, that was the ideal thing. You know what? You grow up, you want to be a princess, you want to be married, and you want to, give and stuff like that. Nowadays, females, that's not their goal. They don't want to be married.
Yeah.
Well, that's
not
true for everybody. You can't speak for everybody. It's like every man doesn't want to be married, right?
Majority, though. The majority. Just think about entertainers who are filthy rich. They get married for a month. They have a big wedding. They get married for a month, and then in the tabloids, they broke up.
Well, you got to think. That's Hollywood, dude. that's Hollywood. They always going to do that no matter what. It ain't about nothing but a bunch of spinners and all that anyway. Fornicating, all them people doing all that stuff anyway. I mean, half of them ain't faithful anyway.
I bet you in the last year, you've probably known more people that went to jail opposed to being married.
Yeah, of course.
Ain't that sad?
That's sad. That's real sad, man. Counting soup. That's sad.
That's true.
Yeah,
some people just can't let go of that life, though. They don't want to be, air quote, tied down. Some people don't find joy in that, coming home to the same person every day, whatever, having a family life, cook dinner, all that.
Right.
I was in a relationship for 5 years, and that was one of the best part of the day. You know, you go out, you do create some mischief in the streets, and then you know that phone doesn't, and it's your girl, like, babe, when you come home, it's 6:30, it's getting dark, I miss you, our show's about to come on, food is in the microwave, or, you know what I'm saying, got on top. I think that's a dope feeling, to come home to a female. I would like that situation opposed to coming home to a different woman every night.
Yeah, of course. Coming home to something that you know is going to be guaranteed, and you already know.
You,
I mean, like I said, coming home to something guaranteed, and you get it.
With the door open, you know, you can. She knows everything about you, from the crustiness of your foot and your eye in the morning, your bad breath. That's to be comfortable. That's what's the dope thing about, you know what I mean, dealing with one woman or whatever the case may be. All right, so. When it comes to when it comes to your daughter, is there an age that, you know what I'm saying, that she can come to you and be like, Dad, I got a boyfriend?
She already knows, 66.
66?
66. If she got a boyfriend, I don't even want to know about it. Don't let me find out. That's all.
I think like 16, because you're not going to stop them. That's only going to make them want to do worse things.
I think 16 is a good
age, but you got to let them know what they can and cannot do in a relationship. Like, there should be no sex at 16.
That's just a joke. You know, dad to dad, that's just a joke. Any dad's going to say that off the rip is 66 or an odd number. Any dad's going to say that about his princess. Of course, that's my first daughter. That's my baby right there. So, I mean, I may not say 16. 16 is probably pushing it for me. But 16, you can laugh, joke, text, do all that. I'm going to have you a phone and all that. But 16 is kind of pushing it for me. 17, I'm good with that. I'm content with that, maybe. I'm content with that, but I have to meet this man. I have to get to know this man. And, of course, I'm going to be at the door with my gun because that's just me. I'm just a dad. That's how it is.
I'm not a fan of teenage relationships. I'm not a fan of that. I'm going to teach her that because the reality of it is what at 16 years old, like, what are you asking? What can you do for my daughter? And what is your goal? Yeah. What is your goal for my daughter? You trying to put your title back on my little daughter, and I'm not gonna lie to you.
Not at all. That's why I'm like, I'm not content with no 16. I can't.
Hey,
see.
Listen.
And then
thanks
my daughter,
for letting me chime in on your topic, but I gotta go.
Thank you for calling, Miss. We appreciate you. Every Monday from 8 to 10, tune in, call in, just listen in. I appreciate you. Enjoy your night, ma'am.
That's nice. That's very entertaining. Thank you.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? You just tuned in. Bye. This is Elmira Gone Wild. We just had a lovely conversation with the young lady. I didn't get where she was from, but 607, shout out to 607 in the building. Wow. She signed off with some good input. A single lady out there taking care of business, doing the things that she like to do. If you're still on the check-in, we got T. Taylor. He's going to sit around a little bit with us, and we just chopping it up. And we're talking about, relationships and stuff like that. What you think about the Beyonce and Jay-Z thing with the Solange? What's your take on that?
I respect him. I respect her for that. And with all means necessary, I respect him. That's your girl's sister. And no matter what, you can't change family. That's family. That's going to be family no matter what. So if you feel if family's fighting and you try to get in and you try to jump in the middle of it, what happens? You're going to get beat up. I mean, family going to turn on you no matter what. Blood's thicker than water. So I respect him for not putting his hands on that female. You back up. And you let it be another day. You live to fight another day, that's all. A man would have wild out on that girl. What happened? Now look at his image. Now you another Chris Brown.
He would have lost sponsors. He would have to rebuild everything back up. He would have lost sponsors. That's
what I'm talking about. Now you be sitting in PA in the pen for no reason because you just hit your wifey's sister for no reason. And it is what it is. I mean, you let that female get her anger out. You do what you want to do, and then you live with the fight another day. You go right back, you get out, you hop in your Mercedes Benz, and you drive to your fucking $15 million house. See you later.
Now,
it is what it is.
See, I was jumped. A new season is about to start, and I got some new players coming on deck. I got some new players coming, and
You gonna call me out on the radio?
What?
You gonna call me out on the radio?
On the
top.
Let me
fix that.
Listen, I'm new and improved. Listen, if you think I'm out turned up, first of all, I want to send a personal fuck you to Prince, Young Prince, or whatever the case may be.
Tell him his game is bad sloppy. Tell him he need to put his non slip shoes on.
And if y'all listening in, y'all tell Young Prince I said it. His game is sloppy.
Word.
He would never win this
sloppy
season.
I'm telling you, he would never. Tell him to put his slip resistance shoes on. That man sliding all over the place. Come on now.
He's about to be banned. He's about to be like that, like Sterling. He's about to be banned in the league.
It's not working, man. I'm telling you, he don't want the king to come back. I mean, y'all don't. I'm trying to be. Look, I'm not coming back, man. I'm retired. I'm retired. I'm MJ, man. I'm retired. I can't do it.
You're not wrong.
I'm done.
It's sad that I'm going on season 8, seven and eight or something like that. I should be married by now. That's what this season is for. The thing is this, these ladies are playing these games. Listen, I was talking to this nice, I mentioned it last week. I was talking to this attractive, nice little thing or whatever. I don't know her real name, but she's, I think, 22, brown skin, nice little thing. She's like a young little Nia Long or whatever. Oh, hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, no, I'm echoing. So, but anyway, you know, so I was talking to this nice little thing. I guess, you know, she was busy or, you know what I mean? There was no communication. My number was given to her. She didn't call me. She didn't Uber or nothing or inquire about that. I'm not a big fan of that.
Not at all.
I'm a big fan. If you're busy, you're busy. Then you're busy. But if you have idle time, then holler at your boy. If you're not trying to holler at me through your idle time, you know, beat your feet. Shout out to her, though. She's a very attractive young lady. And she possibly could have probably, you know, I'm pretty excited about that. She's a cutie. But like, at
no,
the end of the day.
It doesn't matter. This is season eight. You know the rules. You know the guidelines. It doesn't matter. It's in the book. It's written in the syllabus. It's stated.
Yeah.
It's stamped and delivered. It's there. You know it. This is not your first rodeo, homegirl. It's all good. You gotta be persistent, and that's how you lose your endorsement. It is what it is. No tolerance. I told you. No tolerance. None whatsoever.
Right. And you know what? You're so right. It is. It's no tolerance. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. You, another girl, a young lady that I was talking to, she's supposed to hit me up. She has, I'm keeping up. She has till tomorrow. If she doesn't make it up here till Myra tomorrow on her day off, I got to dub her. I got to dub her. Not because I'm a big person of being a woman of your word. And, you know, she hasn't made it up here. I'm not trying to talk all day and text on the phone. I'm trying to put the head in. I'm keeping it a buck. I'm trying to put that in. And if they don't understand that, then they just don't get it. And that's the way it goes. T, you want to stay on there? I'm about to play some. All right, we have somebody on the tech in. Oh, I want to give a shout out to Amy. I want to give a shout out to my niece. She's doing the ballet thing. She had a nice recital today. Shout out to her.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out to the young lady who been going out, got her buns on the pic. I'm not a big fan of that. You know what I'm saying? You're showing your ass to the whole Facebook. That means that they're seeing something that, you know what I mean,
that's supposed to be private.
Private. I'm not a big fan of that. I understand you showing off your body and stuff like that, but, you know, I want a girl that's classy, not showing all the ass.
I mean,
so,
yeah, you got it. It's stupid.
We're going to play, what we got here? What we got? Yo, you tuned in. Castle Gold, 607-215-1620. The boy Lucky Me is in the building. Your boy T. T. Taylor on the joint. And we got Shaheem. We're going to play for Shaheem. Shout out to Shaheem. Hold your head, baby. He's locked up right now.
Gang, gang, bang.
What the fuck niggas talking about? Let it be money. Being broke is tough. Well, who the fuck run it funny? Growing up dreams seem to be far. Reality check. Couple homies living behind bars. Life ain't none but a blessing. Let a nigga test them. Better be the same spot he resting. Walk like chicks on the ass. Got about an eighth in the stash. If he moves then I blast. Why mama worry about me though? Eat a nigga food. Mr. Dorito. He like cheese. Beat a nigga out them Nikes. Pipe down. Came for the drugs and the money like right now. He even trip him. Put him on ice glass. Disrespectfully speaking. Talk to the town now. Ow.
BUIME.com.
I'm totally getting on that one.
I'm a killer like Kane, body dropping like rain, and I get away clean like I'm dripping in game. BU, same game. They can throw the book at me, nigga, long as it's the brain. Get at me, you bastards. Got me soaking them on my asses. I'm dead serious, cuz, but I'm still laughing. Feeling out too front, you don't get no passes no more. Mr. Nice Guy, kiss my ass, bitch. Go deeper than rice, I'm controlling the masses. Me and Quiet, they shaky, shaky. And we doing it for my nigga, Shine JD. And may they rest in peace, shit is real in the hood. I ain't give a buck to Haiti, but I gave $100 to Shorty to feed a baby.
Yuck, duck, take your lady, what? Kidnap your baby. Happen every time if a nigga try to play me.
Ain't no nizzle, 100 bitches, I'm done it with you. You know ain't nothing. You let me select the money be the issue.
Yo, we're back. If you just tuned in, this is Elmira, going crazy. I'll be your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I brought food stamps on my free time. We still got your boy T-Taylor in the building, and we just went over some things. We covered the thing from Beyonce. We covered the situation from shout-out to Joel Santana. Apparently, he signed the Young Money to Joel. Shout-out to him. What else is going on? Stevie G going broke. Who knows what's going on with that? And we're talking about baby mama issues and stuff like that. I'm gonna start off. I know for me, I have a baby mom who I told her straight up, I'm not giving you no cash unless I get equal rights to my son. And girls will always say this, oh, you're in and out, you're this and that, and Maybe if you show me some consistency and this and that or whatever. Who the fuck are you to show? I'm not about to prove myself to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my child.
I shouldn't have to. I proved myself to you those 5 years when I was burning it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't have to prove myself when my penis was in your vagina.
I had to prove myself when I was burning it for 5 years. I mean, it is what it is. Now I got to prove myself to you. I mean,
that's what happens. A situation happens, and what happens is the female and the guy, there may be a separation time, whether it's a 1 month period, 3 months, but sometimes you need that separation. So, all right, you say what it says, let's say it's a 6 month separation, and you guys, there's no communication, or, you know, maybe there's no communication because you guys aren't getting along. It's not like you don't want to say hello or pick your little man up or whatever the case may be. No, you can't call because you're not getting along.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So, boom, now, and you know, one of the parties apologized, and now you're getting along now. And you say, hey, can I get my child? Then they go, oh, you can't get them for X amount of time. You should be able to get your child for however long you want to unless it disturbs their regular curricular activities, meaning like if she has a set schedule for them, then that's a whole different ballgame. You don't want to come and fuck that up. But if she don't have nothing scheduled, like there's no schooling or nothing like that, the dad should be able to come in. I seen you written in your book. You want to touch a little bit about that? See?
I mean, like I said, it's just it's crazy. Like I said, in a post before, these women, they'll trust their kids with their friend's what's the name, with their friend that got a baby daddy that's selling out the what's the name, and the friend tricking, but they'll trust their baby with that person, with that female, before they trust the father that even laid down and had the kid with the girl with you. That don't make no sense. Your friend tricking and the baby daddy selling and got that and banging out the window, but you trust your kid over there before you trust your kid with the father. That doesn't make no sense. Obviously, if you had enough trust to lay down and bear a child with this man, then why wouldn't you have trust in him to watch your kid? That don't make no damn sense. And then it confused me and pisses me off because I'm in the same situation now where my baby mom, she asks me for money. She asks me for money. And I'm like, nah, I'm not about to give you no money so you and your old man can go and blow it and do whatever the hell y'all do when I have my children every weekend. I have my children every weekend. I mean, I'm saying if I was a father that didn't do shit and wasn't even about nothing, trying to be with my kids, wasn't even trying to see them or nothing, there's niggas out there that don't even know that they don't even know what their kid look like. But I spend time with my kids 24/7. I have my kids. When you need me, I'm there. When you call me, I'm there. Anytime you need something, I'm there. But just to be dishing out money, my hard spent money on you when I have my kids on the weekend, and I can show them, and they can reap it, and they can reap what I got, what I get on that weekend. No, I'm not gonna just be dishing out random money to you because that puts me in a hole. That don't make no damn sense. When I got my kids on the weekend, and I can pay for them when they're with me. That don't make no sense. It's just money hungry. And then she says, I can't see my kids until I start dishing out money. I said, all right, well, I can't argue with you. I don't know what to do. It's nothing else I can say. What could you say to that? I don't want to argue with the girl. I don't feel like arguing. I done did that 5 years with you already. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to backtrack. I'm already on some new and better things. Why should I backtrack and argue with you about seeing my kids? That don't make no sense.
Wait, so she says to you, you can't see your kid until...
until I give her money, I give my kids everything. Whatever they want, my kids don't ask for nothing. I promise you that. Whatever my kids get, if I can't get it then, I promise you next week I'm going to buy it.
Why don't she just tell you what they need?
She won't do that. She ain't going to do that. She won't. She'll want the money to her. To her. And if it's not on her time.
My thing is this. If a girl, right, if a girl has a man, if my baby moms have a man, you chose to get with this guy. Not only did you choose to get with this guy, you chose to bring this guy around my child. Which means that he should have a job and some money.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If your man, how you expect me to provide for you and your man? Hell no, that don't make no sense. That why would I provide for you and your man? That's a grown man. You need to tell that man to step up. Just like when I was living with you, I had to step up to the plate and handle my business and make money and scravage money around and get my kids fed and you fed. You telling me that you got another man just lounging? Now I'm saying, like, it's the same thing like as in what happens when this man meets a prostitute on the street? What's he going to do, get his buns and then tell her, oh, yeah, I can't pay you. I can't pay you right now. I got to pay bills. I got other things to do. I ain't got no money. No, you can't do that. That means you're just laying up for free with this man now. That means this man just getting the buns and just laying around smoking cigarettes and eating Pop-Tarts and kicking his feet off with his dirty socks on the kitchen table, on the table. That don't make no sense. You got this man just lounging up in your crib and he ain't making no money and making no profit. Come on. What do they say? A man that don't work don't eat. Come on.
Hey, you know, and I my baby mom's, she got me on Instagram. She's following me. Is she following me on Instagram? I believe she's following me on Instagram. I blocked her. I blocked me. I'm sure private. But, you know, I see things, and, you know, I'm not going to, and I don't want to make it seem like we're bashing fucking women.
Yeah,
But
that's why we like women that like us.
Yeah, we just like women that like us. And you know what's so crazy? I think it's whack for your situation. You moved all the way down there.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, dude. I'm in Alabama. The only thing I knew about Alabama was the song. I don't know nothing. I don't know spit about Alabama. I came all the way down. I left New York, my comfort zone. I left my comfort zone to come down here in a weird place and with strangers, with rednecks and all that crap, and I don't know nothing. I don't know a damn soul. I'm down here by myself, and I'm fending for myself. And you're telling me this man that's been living here all his life can't find a job, and I just came down here and I got a job? It doesn't make any sense, man. I came all the way down here. You drag my name through the dirt and the mud. You talk about, oh, you don't take care of your kids. You don't spend time with your kids. What did you talk about, woman? I came all the way down. That's 15 states away. I came down here to be with my kids because I couldn't think of the fact of not being around my children. But I don't spend time with my kids. There's dudes that don't even know they got kids and don't even care. They don't make sense to me, man.
I'm going through some things. We didn't get a chance to chop it up with you, whether it's UFO or whatever. But mm-hmm. a legend, I get a message. Well, alleged, Deanna's pregnant with my baby.
Who?
Deanna.
Deanna?
Deanna.
Wow. Yo. Look. What happened with the strap on? Dude, you know you don't send your man into dark caves without a helmet on. What you doing?
I was raped. Listen, I was a rat. I was raped.
You was raped.
No,
you got the turkey baked on you? Oh, man.
First of all, it was mad weird. It was like friendship thing, and then one thing happened, and then we end up shagging and stuff like that. And, you know, she started telling me how she's in love with me and shit like that and all this other crazy shit. This is crazy.
No boy, no.
But she's cool.
Oh, no.
But listen, then she told me she can't have kids.
Wow, so she lied from the jump.
No, she told me that she can't have kids. How do you want to tell me you can't have kids and then all of a sudden, so people, so we shooting the shit, we talking shit in the crib, it's me, Prince, white boys, kid Terrence or whatever, and who else was in the building? Pudge was in there, and then Terrence went in there to go bum a cigarette, and then he's looking at her ashtray, and then he sees the pregnancy test, two of them. He goes, oh, what's this?
Wow.
He goes, what's this? And he goes, oh, what's this? And he goes, who is this? I think, why, hold on, okay. All right, but anyway, she goes, he goes, what's this? So I come in the room and she took the pregnancy test. Long story short, that's what, you know what I'm saying? That's, like, why would you do that?
Why would you say something like that? If you know you can get pregnant, man, then you tell a man like that. You don't just let this man stick his jimmy up in you and all that. And then now you want to talk about you got my baby and you try to bam you upside the head with child support and the judge try to put you under the jail. Come on, man.
That's what she said to me. She was like, oh, well, when the baby gets here, you want to be tested and this and that, whatever. Miss, you, like, there's a situation that happened and Deanna just went to jail and she came out. Long story short is, someone bailed her out, and she when she got bailed out, she goes, oh, my baby dad bailed me out. So if your baby dad bailed you out, that's, you know,
you your
dad man up. She was bailed out $1,300, and she hit me up to bail her out. I wasn't giving her $1,300. She wasn't even, you're not my main chick. You're not Strawberry, and you're not spending. You're not even Lil Debbie. Lil Debbie can get $1,300 out of me, though. Not her.
Mm-hmm. Nah, yeah. You're not even on the starting lineup. So I mean, come on now. You a bench player trying to get loans. You can't do that. You can't. You got to work with what your pay is.
So people, listen. So she still Christmas time. We went to she was living with me, and then the situation happened. She left or whatever the case may be. And so she gives me a gift for Christmas, that gray hoodie that you be seeing Prince wearing all the time. She got me that for Christmas and shit and whatever. And so I let her back. You know what I'm saying? Come back. And she tells, the situation happens, and she goes, oh, you want to spend time this time? And then she goes, oh, yeah, house is dirty. Bitch, are you serious? Are you serious? Like, she's just talking real crazy. And then she screenshotted shit and sent it to Lil Debbie. That's how they doing it. That's how they doing it now. That's how they doing it. Yo, if you tuned in, this is Elmira Going Wild. I'm the kid Lucky Me. I'm your host. And we on deck. You know what I'm saying? Today's sponsor is Vistaprint.
Yeah.
www.vistaprint.com. For $9.99, you can get you 500 business cards. You know, I've got some for myself. They'll come to you within 5 business days. It's a great site. Like I said, once again, www.vistaprint.com for 500 business cards. You can get a simple business card, and they look great. No old, get it sold, 607-215-1620, cash for gold. Sell me your gold, I'll come to you, and if you can't make it to me, I'll pay your cab. People that refer people to me, that's $20. And you know, that's where it goes. You just tuned in. We're doing the things that you like to do. If you're on the computer and you're listening through the link, you can call in 347-857-4302. You can just listen, or you can press 1 to chime in on the things that we're talking about. We're just chopping up with T. Taylor right now, and, you know, we're just talking about baby moms and once, like, when will the cycle stop when these bitches, and no, when I say bitches, don't be offended, ladies, and I'm saying, y'all let, when I, if I said bad bitches, y'all will say, oh, yeah, bad bitch over here, So, when you bitches stop pawning the kids, stop using kids as pawns, stop sacrificing them, like, for the good. Ladies, if you hit your baby dad up and you say you need money, you're better off telling him what you need. And it feels better. It's a better feeling. Say, she said, I need Pampers and I need wipes or something like that. I need a box. And he goes and gets that. It feels better for the man to do that opposed to just giving her the cash. You know what I mean? Your child needs sneakers. Hey, you might want to get your daughter some sneakers. She had a growth spurt. Can I get money? No, you can't get money, but you can tell me her size and so I can get her some new shoes. Like, and if you have a man at home, ladies, what the fuck is he good for? Why is he around? If he can't help you, what good is he? For some random stuff? Oh, you want him for a convenient dick. That's what we're going to call this guy. It's my nigga CD. That's why he is. He's a convenient dick. He's conveniently there when you need dick. Because obviously, he's not, you know, he's not working, he's not doing that, and so he's convenient dick.
Mm-hmm.
New shit. I just came up with it off the top. CD. My nigga CD.
CD.
Crazy. My nigga CD. That's what you're going to say. When you talk to her, you're going to be like, yo, that nigga CD over there? She's like, what the fuck is that?
Look here, look.
Give out to Miss Becky.
I got to get out. Got to work tomorrow, man. It's been pleasure. It's been a real pleasure, man.
I don't know what time is it. What time is it where you at?
It's like 9:31.
Oh, yeah. Get your rest. Listen, man, I want to thank you for the check-in. You know what I'm saying? Every Monday from 8 to 10. Appreciate, you know, your thoughts and views and things that you have to bring
to the table.
And hopefully, you know, summertime, you come up here and visit. You know what I'm saying? My door is always open. You don't got to worry about hotels and nothing like that. We out here. We, you know what I'm saying? It's all up.
All right. No problem. You know, I'll definitely be up here to show my face. And it's been good chopping it up with you, man. It's been great. All right?
Yeah, bring little mama with you. You got to bring little mama with you.
I will. You know, just in case she acting right, I will. But,
all right, boss.
All right, man. You be easy, man. Keep this thing going, man.
Thank you. Yeah, shout out to that man. Yo, listen, we out here. This is a great show. A lot of great things is going on, and good things are going on. I want to give a shout out to Lil Debbie, my baby mom. I just want to throw that out there. She's an excellent mom. She does amazing. When it comes to stuff like that, I'm not pertaining to her. Because she knows it is what it is. She wanted it, she get it. You know, particularly, I'm just saying in general, ladies, stop pawning and stop doing it. We're going to play some bills real quick. And I don't know what we're going to go to. We're going to go with, what we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't know. All right, let's go with some SWV. We're going to slow it down. Let's get it. You're now tuned in. Oh, my, we're going crazy. We here.
I guess so, we can believe, I can hardly, I believe.
once these girls from Elmira, and guys too, after 18, after they graduate from school, what do they have to look forward to out here in Elmira? The question. And once that's answered, and you know, us collectively, until we can answer that and you know, react and respond to that, things are going to be happening, like young kids having kids. Because the reality is, once school is over, they're waking up to do what? They're not working. They're waking up to, you know, experiment, create mischief, you know, smoke blunts and, you know, have kids and make babies and drink alcohol, go to parties and try to get in a bar. And, you know, that's when kids are making mistakes. So, you know, the thing is, how do we change that? The world may never know. I want to give a shout out to everyone who brings me to the gold and silver. I want to give a shout out to people who watch my videos. I want to give a shout out to the three lovely ladies who I had an opportunity to meet and, you know, engage in great conversation with. It's pretty dope to have a conversation with a female where I don't have to keep on throwing sexual innuendos and, you know, kind of like throwing my dick out all the time. And, you know, it's good to have a genuine, refreshing conversation. So, like I said, Mondays from 8 to 10, 347-857-4320, Elmira Gone Wild, and this is what we do here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to end the show a little early today. A little early today, just because I have some things to take care of. But I appreciate every single call. I appreciate every single listener. And listen in. These, I'm talking about things that matter. You know, I'm not just spilling on and stuff like that. These are legitimate things that we're talking about. And the moral of the story is, what is a good man? And that's going to be on the next show. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I'm the kid, Lucky Me. And I'm signing out. I love all my kids. Oh!